information service for appropriate technology in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe present
Making It Work.
Connecting you with people across Africa who know how to solve some of your basic problems. In this program,
how to prevent the bilharzia disease by treating water in your lakes and rivers with powder from a plant you can grow in your fields. In today's program, we look at the problem of bilharzia, which is common in most parts of Africa, and how the people of Ethiopia have found a way to fight this disease. My name is George Msumba.
And I'm Brenda Moyo. If you're interested in the topic we're talking about today, please remember that we will give you an important address at the end of this program. So have a pen and paper ready. In this program, we travel with George to Ethiopia, where injera, millet or teff bread, is the national food, and where you treat your visitors to a coffee ceremony to give them a warm welcome. It is also home to at least 53 million people, and Amharic is the official language, although other languages like Oromina and Tigrinya are also spoken. And stories are told of Queen Sheba, who visited King Solomon in ancient times.
In recent years, Ethiopia went through difficult times when rain was not enough. The drought affected many parts of the country. When I visited Ethiopia, the circumstances had changed. Addis Ababa offered beautiful patches of green. Then, moving into the hilly countryside, it was also beautiful to see forests and flowing rivers. My mission was to visit a project site at Sampati, which is about 250 kilometers from Addis Ababa. Here at Sampati, there is a big river, and many settlements are located along its banks. The project located at the river is involved in the prevention of bilharzia. People close to rivers and lakes in Africa since ages suffered from this disease, but it affected not only their health, it would weaken their ability to progress their own life and that of their community. This program is about more than material benefits. It is about one discovery of African science, which is available at low cost to everyone who thought bilharzia was something to live with and not to fight. Most people live with a problem as part of their life. This program is about changing this way of thinking. What you thought would be unbeatable can be defeated.
Bilharzia is transmitted mainly in streams, ponds and freshwater lakes and even irrigation canals through worms. A person who has bilharzia can spread this disease to other people. This can be done by contaminating the water with the eggs of the worm when they pass urine or feces into water which is used by other people.
The transmission takes place in slow-moving waters or in stagnant water.
Dr. Hailu Biri from the University of Addis Ababa explaining where people normally get the disease. He is part of a team from the University of Addis Ababa working towards the prevention of bilharzia in parts of Ethiopia.
When the eggs enter the water, they spread freely, hatch and release other smaller worms. These smaller worms will look for snails and enter the snails where they will develop more. If these smaller worms do not find a snail, they will die.
In the bodies of the snails, the worms will grow and they will also increase in number. After a couple of weeks, the snails may release hundreds of these worms into the water.
So, if you are careless and come into contact with such infested water, these small worms may enter your body through the skin or through natural openings. Once in the body, they travel along the veins and settle in the liver, intestine, or the bladder. There, the worms will cause first swelling and pain, and maybe, even only many years later, a complete failure of important inner parts of your body.
It seems that here in Ethiopia, they had many cases of bilharzia, and I wondered why. Dr. Hailu Biri.
The major contributing factor has been the increase in water resource development, irrigation schemes, and also population movement for resettlement. So they take the parasite with them and transmission is established in new areas. particularly in response to the drought that was affecting the country for almost over a decade.
The only method to fight bilharzia once these worms have entered the body is to use drugs or pills, which can be expensive for most victims.
Because of the cost of drug and the magnitude of the problem, we suggest snail and transmission control using indoor would be a feasible and logical approach given our resources.
Along the Sampiti River, they try to prevent the transmission of bilharzia with a clever idea. Since the worms need the snails to survive, they kill the snails. And they found a local solution, a wild plant called endod.
The plant, endod, is an Amharic name. And the plant is a wild plant growing over the country.
Ato Kasa Seman is part of a team of researchers from the University of Addis Ababa working at Sambate.
Traditionally, Ethiopians used parts of the endod plant to wash the body and to clean their clothes. The power of the endod plant was discovered in the 1960s when Dr. Aklilu Lema, an Ethiopian scientist, noticed that wherever endod was put in water which had snails, then the snails would die.
Today, this plant can be grown specifically to kill the snails as well as to clean your clothes, and there are ways to produce the plant and to process it in a large scale. What you have to consider if you want to benefit from this discovery, we will explain in a moment.
If you want to have an effective plant which will destroy the bilharzia, you first have to know more about the plant itself. You have to know that you must have a fruit or berry which you will grind into a powder. But not all of the plants produce fruits. It is only the female which will produce the berry or fruit, and it is this berry which is used to kill snails. In order for the female plants to make the fruits, they need the male plants which carry the pollen.
First time it is difficult to recognize which one is a male and which one is a female. But once you grow it and once you reach flowering time, you can identify the male from the female during flowering time, because the flower of the male is longer than the flower of the female.
In order to have as many berries as possible, you need to have the plants to do this. You take some cuttings from the mother plant and you cut the branch into smaller pieces of 20 to 30 centimeters long. But you must make sure that each piece has at least 2 to 3 leaves left. The cuttings are planted in a pot or in a plastic bag filled with soil. Ato Fekide Mariam, a planter of endod, explains.
We fill the pot with soil, and the soil is usually a mixture of sand and manure. You must have the sand in order to allow aeration, that is, allowing air to move freely within the soil. We also add manure to make the soil rich in nutrients.
The pots with the plants must be protected and kept in a cool, moist area. You can build a shed with a grass covering, or you can put them under the shade of a tree with a lot of leaves.
Make sure you water the plants regularly. After 5 to 6 weeks, most cuttings will have put out roots and are ready to be planted. Prepare your field by cultivating it and removing all weeds.
It has not always been easy to convince people to use part of their fields for endod plantations.
People were very reluctant at the beginning to accept endod and plant on their good land instead of planting potatoes or other crops.
The problem of having endod plants instead of other crops can be solved by intercropping or planting other crops between each endod plant. A space of 1 meter can be placed between each plant and possibly 3 meters between each row of plants. It is best to plant endod when the rain season begins.
In order for endod not to interfere with other crops in your field, you have to prune the plant. Pruning is also done to make the plant grow straight up and to obtain cuttings for new plantations.
It is then time for harvesting.
Endod berries will be harvested when they reach to ripe green stage, and if the berries are harvested at the early stage, they are not effective to kill the snails. And if they are harvested at the very ripe and pinkish color, they are not also effective.
When the berries are dry and clean, they are put in bags and kept in a dry place until they are ready to be used. After this, you can grind them.
Yeah, we use normal mills to grind the berries. And farmers can do the same. I mean, there are mills for grains and so on. They could use the same mills. I mean, it's not toxic.
If you have no grinding mill near your home, what do you do?
They can pound using traditional wooden pounding machines. It's very easy to crush the berries.
Now that you have the powder from the grinding mill, you need to store it in a dry place which allows air to pass through so that it does not absorb moisture and thus lose its power. It must also be kept in plastic bags.
The final part of the whole process is the killing of the snails in the water. You soak the powder in water for 16 to 24 hours before putting it in your river, stream, or irrigation canal. This is to make the powder become powerful. You take only the water solution and throw away the remains or residue.
Since you might have two types of water sources, one which has still or stagnant water, and the other one which has moving water, you have to know how to apply endod to each type. For stagnant or still water, what do you do?
We will just prepare the solution and just dump once.
In the case of flowing water, the barrel with the solution is placed on a platform rising above the river or stream. A tube leads down from the barrel and goes directly into the water. The application should be carried out for at least 6 hours. But since the water is moving, will we not have the problem of losing the solution from the place we want to kill the snails?
Once you have all the solution in the barrel, you use a tube to control the flow rate of the solution into the river. Then once you have the tube, you will attach a clip to the tube. Then you will allow the flow rate of a certain solution. If you want to increase the flow rate, you can open the screw. And then if you want to decrease, you can just close it or narrow the tube by using the clip.
Endod application can be done at least once in 4 months, which means 3 times a year.
In a moment, we'll give you an address you can write to if you want to know more about Endod. But for now, we'll look at the benefits of using Endod.
It doesn't require much money and energy. All it requires is, at the initial stage, some irrigation. So if there is water nearby, or if they plant it during the rainy season, it's not difficult. But if it is a dry, arid area, then it can become very difficult.
But then you won't have much of a bilharzia problem there anyway.
Africa has a long history of farming and tillage of the soil in order to produce food to feed its people. And Dr. Hailu Biri has faith in the farmers of Africa to understand that a healthy body would help them to earn more from their work. And by the way, Endod may save you some money. Endod generally is a traditional soap, and now when we use it in its modern form, we can still wash our clothes, and the people now know that it can also kill snails. And when you kill snails, you have killed bilharzia. Although it is being widely used now in many parts of Ethiopia, this plant can also be introduced to other parts of Africa which have a climate which is cool and receives a lot of rain.
If you want to know more about Endod and how to introduce it to your community, write to Making It Work, Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Finally, many thanks to Esther Aweke from Ethiopia for providing the music for today's program. Until next time, I'm Brenda Moyo.
And I'm George Msumba, reminding you that in Africa, there are many ways to make it work.
Making It Work was brought to you by ISAT in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe, produced by Radio Bridge Overseas.